I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Elections in Venezuela over the weekend are rocking the political boat. The country's opposition party won control of the National Assembly in what's being called a landslide. The win has stunned the ruling party, led by President Nicolas Maduro, a protege of the late Hugo Chavez, and may have shaken Maduro's grip on power. For details, we're turning to the AP's Hannah Dreyer in Caracas. Hannah, I saw a tweeted headline which read, "Joyous Venezuela opposition shatters socialist hegemony." Is that what happened?
Yeah, they've got the joyous part right. This is the first win for the opposition in 17 years. So that's the entire adult life of students, young parents, people just starting their careers. And the Socialist Party has felt completely invincible for more than a decade. They used to call Hugo Chavez the invincible commander because he never lost an election and his party never lost an election. So it was just complete surprise.
Is the vote a sort of no to Maduro, or is it a yes to the opposition?
It's a no to Maduro. The opposition hasn't proposed hardly any concrete policies. They've campaigned almost exclusively on everything that's going wrong with the country, everything that's gone wrong with the government. And the economic crisis here has really reshaped people's lives in a way that even loyalty to Hugo Chavez can't outweigh. People have to skip work to buy their groceries. For 2 years, Venezuela now has the world's highest inflation, the world's deepest recession, the second highest murder rate. And Maduro has just kept towing the same line of price controls. It's a very extreme economic model. The economy here is struggling. I think most people expected to see some dramatic changes, and those haven't come.
What's likely to change with the opposition win?
So it's a huge symbolic victory for the opposition. Socialists control not only the presidency and for the last 17 years, the National Assembly, the Supreme Court. So the hope for the opposition is that now they can start to wrest some of that control away. A local analyst said last night that this is no longer a contest between a train and a bicycle. Now it's two trains, and the Socialist Party and the opposition might be crazy enough to crash into each other and smash up the whole country. Before, that wasn't an option. The opposition had no power.
Hannah, I wonder, what was your sort of bird's eye view of this election?
Yeah, I spent a lot of the night at the Socialist Party headquarters, and the mood there started off really bright, excited. All along, the Socialist Party has been saying this is just going to be another, this long string of wins. There was salsa music. But after the polls closed, they started taking apart a stage in the middle of the plaza. People started to go home. By the time the results came in, there was nobody there. It was just bleak. And then in the opposition neighborhoods, the opposition strongholds, it was a huge celebration. It was as if Venezuela had won the World Cup. Everybody in the streets. In Caracas, people don't like to go out on the streets after dark, much less after midnight. But people came out. People had champagne. People were hugging each other, crying. Everybody just overjoyed. And what was really surprising was that you saw this even in the slums, even in the places where support for Chavez has been the strongest, and people still have pictures of Chavez in their homes. They have those pictures, but they're not voting for the party that he created. The opposition hasn't had a lot of wins like that.
The AP's Hannah Dreyer in Caracas. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.